on, Bishop. Jesus. Receive our Bishop. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
God be the glory.
God be the glory.
Put that song on again, God, you mighty. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to praise the Lord some this morning. Everything about this day is praise. Hallelujah. God, you mighty. We got it? Let the Lord know he's mighty. Joyful noise. unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm on. Hallelujah. I'm on. What a mighty God we serve. Before. Hallelujah. Take it down. Take the volume down, so. Oh, we're mighty. Lord, we're mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Lord, mighty. Lord, you're mighty. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord. The psalmist say, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You may be seated in his holy presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want everybody to come up close this morning. Jesus. You all back down the back row. Come on up here, second and third row here. Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. You when they you in the counters, y'all Jesus. Come on in for now. Amen. Hallelujah. This is a special moment for God. Amen.
Yes, it is.
The praise is totally different. Ah. And this is what you call attempted praise. You got to pay attention. Amen. You got to get your spirit involved in what God is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is not about all the chairs being full. It's about where your heart is with the Lord. Amen. This is God's hour. Amen. It's a glorious time when people can press in regardless of what the weather may be or any other circumstances you face, and God is still mighty. Amen. And we come to honor him today. We come to glorify him today. The word says he's our very present help. Amen.
Yes.
And that's what the message is today. Our very present help in the time of trouble is our Lord himself. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God want to let you know that he's moving on the land. It doesn't matter what things look like. It doesn't matter about all the demonstrations over the country and things that people are saying, both negative and what they call positive. None of that has nothing to do with the hand and the move of God. Amen. But it does matter until we truly get our hearts in the right places, you will miss what God is doing. Even as Dr. Esther was talking about, it's good to be in your presence and your peace, but I need a little bit more, Lord. I need something more. And that's what the hearts of the saints need to be. Amen? The children of God need to let their hearts be pulled in by the Holy Ghost. Open up your heart so Jesus can come in. Amen? You know, we got to get past just salvation faith. Amen. We got to walk in the faith that pleases God. Amen. Don't think it's strange because things are going wrong in your house and in your on your job and your bodies and everything. Don't think it's strange because you're not getting the overflow. You didn't get the $758 million Powerball. Don't think it's strange. Amen. God is moving by his spirit. Amen. God is keeping you. You got to know who's keeping you. Amen. Even when you're not thinking about him, when you're upset and think he's not working, he's still God. He's still holy. Amen. Amen. God is not a God of disappointment. Amen. You disappointed because he didn't do what you wanted him to do. Amen. But God is a God of blessings. We come to honor him today and to praise him today. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's time to honor God. Know he's God. Amen. Amen. I just ask you today, how all this past week, how many things did you do to honor God? How many times you did everything he told you to do? How many times you did things he told you not to do? But he's still God. Amen. Your life is spared. Amen. Turn your heart up to him. Amen. And I say to the young people, you may not understand all of this. Once upon a time, I sit where you are sitting today. I didn't like all that noise. I didn't think it was necessary. I didn't know what was going on. But thank God that I know now.
Amen.
Amen. I know what David said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. He used to make a lot of joyful noise unto a bunch of foolishness. But this joyful noise unto the Lord is telling the Lord, I appreciate you.
Yes.
Amen. I know it's you who kept me. Amen. It's you that did for me when I couldn't do for myself. You did for me when I didn't want to do for myself. Amen. Praise his holy name. And so we just going to honor God here today. We're not going to be here long, just as long as the Holy Spirit want to keep us here. Amen. And so we're just going to go to the Word this morning and let the Holy Spirit open your eyes and hearts to see what's going on around you. Folk, as we're getting closer and closer, the world think that it's growing greater and greater. The world think that all the modern day technology and inventions and things they're doing is really wonderful marvels, but they have no idea what God is doing and about to do. Amen. But I want to say that God is not in the business of killing people and sending them to hell. Amen. He's doing everything he can to draw people to him. And the more that he draws, the harder he draws, the more people pull to try to do things their own way. Amen. Everybody in heaven is going to be in heaven based on following God's instructions to be saved through Jesus Christ. They're not going to save themselves, and they're not going to their own God to get saved. They all got to come the same way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Amen. And so it's not for us to measure who's saved and who's not saved, how close to God and how far they're away. That's God's business. Amen. Because every man, woman, boy, and girl is going to have to answer for themselves.
Yes.
Praise his holy name. Let us look at Psalms 46 and 2 Chronicles 20. That's where we're coming from this morning. Psalms 46, 1, a very present help. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 46 begins and says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for this beautiful day. You've already shown your mighty hand, even through this week, as many in this part of the country going back and forth trying to prepare for this great, great hurricane that was supposed to be coming in. And I believe it was coming in with the force that they was talking about. But I know you had some saints praying also. God, it even confused the weathermen, the computers and all. It was coming in one way to decide to go another way. It was coming in a heavy strength, then it slowed down. Then when it come in, everything thought everything's calmed down, and then it blew up again. But nevertheless, the prayers of the saints, I know, had something to do with this, Lord. And God, we know that we can call on you. Father, even the ways and places they say it was going, it never went in that direction, Father. But you are still God all by yourself. We, the people of God, know how to honor you and to glorify you and not to live in fear regardless of what we may see around us, but know that you are God and that you are the one that takes care of us. But Lord, I ask that you bless every church today that's open in the name of Jesus, the saints of God who are pressed in to honor and worship you and to praise you. May you put on our hearts and in our spirit the things to preach about, teach about, and to pray about. For all the ones that's in your holy presence right now, those that are not, Father, we ask that you just move on their hearts, that even if they're at home, they can call out on the name of Jesus. And Father, just put it on our hearts as children of God, how important it is for us to truly know you and to honor you and to glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God wants us to realize in these closing times that we're in, folk, the things that pleases God the most from us, who we call ourselves the New Testament saints, is praise and worship. Amen?
Amen?
Not works, praise and worship. And you really cannot praise and worship God if you're being disobedient. You can make noise, but he wants the praise and worship to come out of your heart. Amen? Because we are in a battle like never before. We're in the world, and we're in the battle of distractions and deception, and many things are coming at each and every one of us. Amen. We've been distracted in many, many ways. And deception is in every form of life around us. So Psalms says God is our refuge, meaning you got a cover, amen?
Yes.
And he's our strength, amen?
Yes.
A very present help.
In
trouble. One translation, very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. Wasn't it a beautiful dawn this morning? Hallelujah. The nations raised, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. Can you catch that? I say the Lord of hosts is with us. Amen. I wasn't worried about flood waters because I know I had to come to the house of the Lord. Amen. And even as I was driving this morning, got off to a little late start about 8 o'clock, and I noticed that all the stores were opening and people was piling in. HEBs was loaded up. But I say, you know what, Lord? They're not listening at the TV either. They're going to HEB. McDonald's was loaded. Burger King was loaded. Every taco stand was full. Amen?
Yeah.
And they're saying, hunker in. Don't go nowhere. You don't have to go nowhere. I said, well, I have to go somewhere. I have to go to the house of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And so it's very important, people of God, that we don't let little things that would normally take us out the pathway of righteousness to deter us this day. Because we done been to church in a lot worse weather than this before. Amen? And so I want to thank you all for hearing the Lord and pressing into the house of the Lord today. Amen. Look at the praise that has taken place this morning. Amen? Oh, I just thank the Lord for the intercessors and their prayer this morning. Amen. And I receive that the breakthrough.
Amen.
The anointed breakthrough is here. Amen. Again, Minister Tiffany, you did a great work there in Sunday school this morning. Keep pressing in. Hallelujah. Amen. You may not understood why I told you to pray on Thursday. You came through that door with weights. And I saw you was kind of down, and then the little stuff going on in your head, they're blowing your nose and all that. God said, tell her to pray. Tell her to pray, and she's going to come right up out of that. And guess what? She walked out here bouncing out of here. Amen. See, sometimes Christians don't get it because God do things that the world wouldn't do. Don't. She ain't feeling well. Don't say nothing to her today. You see, she got the sniffles. Leave it alone. Devil, you a lie. God told me to tell her to pray.
Amen.
And out of your obedience, you got your blessing. Amen.
Amen.
See, folks, we have to understand what it means to press in.
Yes.
God's ways are not our ways. Amen. Sometimes when the storms are going on in life, inside of your household, God will give you one instruction, but you say, well, if I say that, all hell going to break loose. Well, hell has already broke loose. You better get something that's going to take care of hell. Amen.
Yes.
You do what God tell you to do. Amen.
Yes.
And so God is trying to let us know, I'm your very present help.
Yes.
When I give you instructions, listen to what I'm telling you.
Amen.
So I can end this thing and bless you. Amen.
Yes.
You know, God is awesome God. You can't fear what you see. And this Psalms here, it's just amazing how this Psalms, I read this Psalm, but I didn't see how kid was today when it starts saying that, you know, therefore we will not fear, even though the earth be removed. Amen.
Yes.
Even though the earth, it says, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swellings, there's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God.
Yes.
Amen, amen. And so all of the flood waters and all the wind blowing, the trees breaking, the telephone posts is falling. You know what? There's still a river whose whole stream lead to the city of God. Amen. And so I'm going to be joyful and happy about that. Amen. I could have hunkered in like everybody else and sent a blast. I don't come to church today. But see, I'd have missed this here because I'm pretty sure I wouldn't have read that there's a river with streams that living leading to the city of God. Amen. And so I rejoice today. Amen. We have to understand as Christians, we have to go the way God tells us to go. Amen. Oh, praise his holy name. I'm trying to get to this other one. I'm trying to go somewhere. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. This thing is good. I can't get no further right now. Hallelujah. God wants you to know to rejoice. Amen. Amen. He is the Most High. He is the Most High. Amen. That's reading praise was so great today. You begin to recognize the Most High. This is about Him. Amen. Oh, praise. I'm going to have to let God just move on this here. I'm too excited right now. I got to calm down. Amen. I just caught that thing there. It says something about there's a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God. See, you just getting they talking about the rain and the outer bands and everything. So you just getting the outer bands right now. You haven't even got to the city of God yet. Amen. You just feel what you're coming into the presence of God is like. Amen. If that's making you glad, wait till you get into the city of God. It says the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. See, hallelujah. See, that brings me right back to Revelation when John said he saw them 24 elders. Amen. Amen. He saw those four beasts. They was praising God. Amen. And every time they praising, the 24 elders fall on the face, throw the crown at the feet and start worshiping Him. And millions of angels and spiritual beings just praising Him because they right in His holy presence. Amen. Let me just give you something. No, you never going in God's presence. Not that type of presence. Be upset. And say, I don't want to be here. What are they doing? No. You're going to know well why you're there. Amen. Amen. John got so excited when he just saw him praising Him. Amen. He was just in a vision. Amen. So just look where God has taken us, folk. Amen. All of this is necessary that God is doing. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, Lord. God shall help her just as the break of dawn, the nation shall raise, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. I hope you catch that this morning. God is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord who has made desolate in the earth. Amen. He makes the war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in fire. Be still and know I am God. Amen. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. But Lord, you don't know what I'm feeling like. Be still and know that I'm God. God, you don't know that I don't have enough money to make it through the month. Be still and know that I'm God. Amen. I want you to exalt me above the nations and honor me as I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. Amen. Well, Lord, you know things are happening that I just don't seem to get a handle on. Be still and know that I'm God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. With that, now turn to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. We're going to do a little reading here. Amen. Hopefully when you leave here today, you'll be caught this vision here. 2 Chronicles, hallelujah, the 20th chapter. That thing got so powerful back there. I wasn't going to bring this, but I couldn't hold it, folk. Amen. I was going to just stop here in this Psalms 46, but that was just impossible. Amen.
Yeah.
I say that was impossible.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't catch it here. But anyway, let's go. 2 Chronicles 21. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon and with them others beside the Amorites came against Jehoshaphat to battle.
Yes.
Amen. God told us it's going to be a breakthrough. Amen.
Yes.
But He didn't say you go sit on your patio. Amen. See, when God bring a breakthrough, the devil get very anxious.
Yes.
And he tried to run fear at you. He tried to show you that the task before you is impossible. And that's the only truth He's telling. It is impossible for me, but it ain't impossible for God. Amen. You say, then there came some that told Jehoshaphat. Yeah, the ones coming, them naysayers. Amen. Saying, there coming a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side, Syria. And behold, they be at Hazar Tamar, which is the Engedi. And Jehoshaphat, catch this, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all of Judah. See, the word didn't cover up nothing. Jehoshaphat knew God. Jehoshaphat loved God. But when he got this news, it said fear gripped his heart. But see, what he did with his fear, he went to seek the Lord. Amen? Yeah. He didn't start calling on everybody, getting their opinion and everything. He put the naysayers out. He said, you know what? The whole kingdom is going on a fast. We're going to take this to the Lord. Because when they gave him all the news, he said, you know what? He could have said, we sunk. Let's just give up so some of us can live. But it said fear got his heart, but he turned and he seeked the Lord. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. Amen?
Yes.
And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in what? The house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven?
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Yes.
And rulers not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathens? And in thy hand is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people, Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? You hear that prayer?
Yes.
And oh Lord, look what they just told me. What you going to do, Lord? God, why are you letting this come upon us? Didn't you give us this land? No, you hear how he's identifying with God. God, this is who you are. We in this land because of you. Amen. And look what else he's going to say. He said, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil come upon us as a sword, the judgment or the pestilence or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence. That's what we're doing right now. For thy name is in this house. Amen. Isn't that awesome? Thy name is in this house and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that a powerful prayer?
Jesus.
And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou would not let Israel invade. He was a man, Lord, you know, we was going to wipe them out, but you told us to spare them.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is where they want to repay us.
Yes.
We spared their lives. They know that you was with us. But see, the reason these tribes with these kingdoms were coming against them, because they thought they was weak, they found out that Israel was a split kingdom now.
Yes, yes.
And Judah was smaller than the rest of Israel. So you know what? We can take them now.
Mm-hmm.
And see, somewhere they done got their theology mixed up. You know, a house divided among themselves going to fall, so we can take them now.
Mm-hmm.
They done split. Boy, we're in for a surprise. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God is awesome God. And let me read that again. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us. Amen?
Amen.
To inherit, O our God, wilt thou not judge them?
Yes.
For we have no might against the great company. See, he acknowledged pride ain't got no time for this foolishness. It ain't no way we can stand against them, God. They're coming against us. Neither know we what to do. Sometimes things, the odds are so great, you don't even know what to do.
Amen?
Amen. See, as we facing going to get this new church and land, I'll be honest, I really don't know what to do.
Yeah.
I done prayed and I done spied out the land and I know what's in the bank and I know what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And none of it adds up in the natural. Amen.
Yeah.
And I just told the Lord the other day, Lord, I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
But learn how to just wait on you. Amen.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing. Amen.
Amen.
Just as he spoke to Jehoshaphat, he's speaking to us too. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, we just thank the Lord. He says, neither know we know what to do, but our eyes are open unto thee.
Yeah.
See, my eyes is on the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can see this whole thing is God's doing it. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives and their children. Then upon Jehazel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite from the son of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat, he called him out by name.
Yes.
Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Boy, I'll tell you, you all thought y'all had some praise. Boy, I read that this morning. I'm about to hit that ceiling back there. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Zitz, and ye shall find them at the end. God telling them where to go. Amen. He said, you're going to find them. In the natural, that don't make no sense. He telling us go down to get killed of the enemy. But that wasn't what he was saying. Is you'll find them at the end, of the brook, before the wilderness of Jericho. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Yes. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, what? Worshiping him. Doing what? Yes. They heard God's voice. They did what? Worship. They heard the prophet tell them what to do, and they start what? Worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of Kohathites and the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a what kind of voice?
A loud voice.
Loud voice on high. It says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth in the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, O Judah, you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so ye be established, believe his prophets, so you shall prosper. Isn't that what the Lord is saying today?
Yes. Huh?
He said, trust in me.
Yes.
So I can establish you.
Yes.
Receive the prophet in the name of the prophet. You receive the prophet's reward. Amen.
Yes.
These are the same words that Jehovah is speaking to the nation right there and now. It said, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of his holiness as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endured forever. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Now here they getting ready to go, this great multitude. See, this is good to know your word, amen?
Yeah.
I'm sure he reflected back in the days of Joshua when it says send Judah first.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? This is Judah, amen?
Yeah.
And what did Judah send? They send the praises, amen?
Yeah.
Jehoshaphat, remember how God did things, amen?
Yeah.
And he began to say, okay, I've already told you, trust God.
Yes.
And be established, Brian.
Yeah.
It says, you know what? You walk in the favor, see what that prophet say. So we can get what the prophet has spoken that it can come to pass. And now I'm going to turn around to the praise team and say, you know what? I want y'all to go out there first. We're right behind you. And don't be looking to see if we got all the spear chunkers and the bowls and all that. Don't worry about that. Amen. You just go ahead and start praising and worshiping the Lord. Amen. Let your worship go into the heavens. Amen. Into the natural mind of man. That doesn't make no sense, because they know how great the multitude is. Amen. But he got the instructions that God gave him. And he told him, when you start praising him, he said, and remember, his mercy endures forever.
Yes.
Amen. They done told God who he is. And they let him know, you're a merciful God.
Yes.
You have already given us instructions through the prophet.
Yes.
And we're going to follow through what you said.
Yes.
Now, Judah, I want you to go out, praise team, and I want you to sing and praise unto the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Don't go out there just singing and making any kind of noise. I want your praise to go up to heaven. Amen.
Yes.
I want the Spirit of the Lord to come on you and give you what to say while you're praising and worshiping him. Amen.
Yes.
It says, and they began to sing,
yes,
and to praise the Lord.
Yes.
It said, then the Lord set an ambush,
yes,
against the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. He already told them the battle is not yours, it's mine. Amen. He just wanted them to show them how I can move. You trust me, I'm going to show you how I handle big multitudes. I'm going to show you ain't no army too big that I cannot defeat. He said, for the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir and utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. other words, God turned them against it. They kill each other. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. And this is what comes. It says, and when Judah came and made an end of the inhabitants, wait a minute. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies fallen on the earth, and none escaped.
Amen.
They kill each other. I mean, not one of them escaped. Amen? Now, just show you how great God is. It didn't stop there. At this part, I ain't been able to figure out yet. It says, when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them an abundance, both riches, which the dead bodies, and the precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. Wow. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Why did these guys go to battle with all their gold and silver and jewelry? Amen. That helped weigh them down too. Now, they proud. They going into battle. They going to wipe these little folk out. They didn't realize that somebody going to be collecting all your jewelry, all your gold and all of your silver, while your body laying dead on that ground. Amen. So only God can do stuff like this. Amen. He did it then. He'll do it now.
Amen.
It said, on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Barachok, for there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the same place was called the Valley of Barachok unto this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with what?
Joy.
For the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalters and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on what? All the kingdoms of those countries, when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemy of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet. They didn't have to have a peace treaty. They didn't have to call other countries in and try to set up a peace treaty. These countries so fearful. And that great multitude and these few little Israelites went in there and wiped them out. And they come home praising God, full of riches. Amen?
Amen.
See, they didn't come and say, let's go have a party and just get high and drunk. They come home praising God, talking about how great God was. Isn't that something?
Yes.
I mean, they prayed God, and the fear of God hit these other countries. And they said, all of the time of Jehoshaphat, Israel was at peace.
Yes.
And he ruled for 35 years. Amen. Nobody dared to come against him. And he followed in the footsteps of his father, Asa. Isn't that something?
Yes.
See, folks, that's reading is so important that you know your word. You know that God can do things.
Yes.
That's the reason we don't have time to be going back and forth with one another over foolishness if we're children of God. You're either going to believe this or you're not going to believe it. Amen. In the house be divided when one believe and another one just hanging out there. Amen. Okay, when God going to do it then? When God going to do it? You need to just say, well, I'm going to shut up and see what God is going to do.
Amen.
When me and Dr. Esther was going forth, and I always remember this, when we was going forth to get out of the house and everything, we probably pretty much in the same fix. She said, you know what? I'm going to ride on your faith. I can't handle this no more. But since you my husband, you're the head of the house, I'm going to ride on your faith.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed. Amen. She was trusting me as I trusted God. And I won't tell the story for the 7,000th time. Amen. Amen. So God wants us to realize that when you put your trust in him, even in 2017, he's coming through.
Amen.
Amen. I say he's coming through.
Yeah.
Amen. And I just... And I go back and grab a hold to this verse here and I need to read this again because it just keeps jumping in my spirit. Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be what? Established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Yes.
Sister Penny prophesied a couple of months ago. She had told me, then she came forth and said, Lord, want this prayer during the month of August. First, we didn't know how many days. I thought it was going to be 90 days. And nope, it's 1 month. You pick the day. And God said, you have the option of picking the day. And it's been getting powerful in here on Thursdays. Amen. We just have to stay focused. We're here praying for the building, nothing else. praying for the land, praying for God to line this thing up. Everything else, you can keep them prayers, and you pray them later, but we're in here focusing on what God is doing. He's moving us forward, amen? And we're doing it through faith. You heard what the prophets say. We begin to receive and see the rewards of the prophet come before us even right now. Amen. Yes. You see how all this is tying in what I'm preaching about this morning? Don't you see how God is doing? God is the same God that he's talking to Jehoshaphat. He's talking to Powerhouse of Praise.
Yes.
We just have to have some people that's going to believe in what God is telling us to do. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. And God's got enough for us. That's all he needs. See, because when he started moving and things start happening, then come the crowd. I believed in y'all anyway. I know God was going to do it anyway. Where were you? Well, you know, I was tied up at the time. That's where God said, don't put your faith in man. You put your faith in me. Yeah. Amen. So the faithful few always get the rewards of the God, and the rest of the people enjoy the spoils also. That's okay, because it builds their faith also to see what God has been able to do. Amen. And so it talks about God put fear in these other countries, and that Jehoshaphat, and I'm going to read that, Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years, I said 35 years, in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shinai. And he walked in the way of Asa, his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Now, this is the end of what took place in that battle to bring them where they were for the next 25 years. Amen. But something happened. Something happened after that. That's the reason we can't never get to a place in Christ we think we got it made, because the devil is still seeking who he may devour. Something happened. 33rd verse says, howbeit the high places were not taken away. For as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto God of their fathers. Now you have to understand these high places was altars of false gods. And all the kings before them had let the people worship whatever god they wanted to worship. Asa came along because his daddy was wicked. He tore down, he slipped through the middle of the night and tore down a whole bunch of altars. And Asa said, I'm not going to be like my daddy. I'm going to serve the Lord. Asa listened at the Lord. He followed the Lord, and Israel prospered during his reign. Amen?
Yes.
But then the same thing come up to him that came to his son Jehoshaphat. They was getting ready to be attacked. He decided he's going to join himself with some other people. Amen? Rather than go back and put his trust in the Lord. And Asa, God loved him in the whole nine yards and reminded him. But by he taking his hands, his eyes off of God, and bringing in all these other armies, guess what? He died a horrible death. His feet and all this stuff rotted and everything else. But God still remembered he loved him. He followed him one time. Now here's the son's time. And he know what happened to his daddy. Sometimes we don't remember our past and what happens. Amen. It said, 33, howbeit the high places were not taken away, for as yet the people had not prepared their hearts unto God of their fathers. So when God put you in a place and you start flowing, everything out of you is supposed to flow out. Amen? And so when you start seeing other folk coming around and they half stepping, you need to tell them, hey, if you're going to be a part of this ministry, you got to sell out to Jesus Christ. Don't bring no programs here. God's got the program he wants here. Amen? But other churches doing this, probably, no, we're doing what God tells us to do. See, because the mother folk heart has not been totally given over to God. And little leaven still leavens the lump. Amen?
Yes.
And so that's where you have to stay on focus with God. And no, it's not that you're hating on anyone else. It's you just letting them know God got us here. What you see here, God put it here. When God put it here, he established it. Amen? Once it's established, I don't need your outside inputs. How to do it better. Nobody can't do nothing better than God. Amen. You have to get that in your heart. But we're only human. You don't want to hurt people's feelings. You're not going to hurt their feelings. You're giving them the truth. Amen. You don't have to be nasty about it. Just tell them, no, we're not doing that. Well, other churches doing that. I don't care. We're not doing that. The Lord has not spoken, so we don't do it. We do what God tells us to do. And you're welcome to be a part of this. But we're not going to do this here. Well, we just want to build a ministry. Make it. No, that's not your job. We went through this 22 years to get where we are, and it says, unless the Lord build a house, he who labors, labors in vain. Amen. And so we have to understand that where we are and where we're going, it's the same Holy Spirit that's going to get us there. And as you praise and worship to get where we're going, we're going to continue our praise and worship. Amen. Amen. And as God do things, and see, the enemy uses this over a period of time. And when people start doing things so long, it becomes a tradition and a practice. But in God's house, you can't allow it to become a tradition and a practice. Your worship is supposed to be free every time you come into the house of the Lord. It's supposed to be fresh when you come into the house of the Lord. When you come into the presence of God, the saints of God know what it took to get them here. You know that you came in with a praise of expectancy, and you God then gave you all of this stuff, and now is not the time to sit down and say, well, we're going to rest on. No, God's still moving. Amen. Yeah. Always remember God is advancing his kingdom.
Yeah.
You know, he gave you the land, the new church, the big parking lot, and all of the beautiful things inside that. That's not a time to say, well, I got a little old now. So we're going to let some of these young people know. You got to train them young people. Yeah. They're being turned the whole worship upside down. Amen. Yeah. They being here jumping off of Fresh Prince and everybody else. Amen. And but then all you say, no, you got to come right back to the Word of God. You know, and you got to keep it established. That's what's happening to the modern day church today. People want to bring all this stuff into the house of the Lord. Keep it fresh. Fresh for the world, but it's dead to God. God wants your hearts to come in. Amen. And as we train them in the way of the Lord, the same Holy Spirit that rest rule and abide in our lives will rest rule in their lives also. And those young people will rise up just like Azel, just like Jehoshaphat, say, oh, y'all, we may be the same age, but I'm sorry, that ain't the way it worked. Oh, you following them old folks? No, I'm following Jesus. I saw what Jesus did through them old folks, and I got blessed through them old folk. And that's the way we're going to continue to do it, the way the old folk done it. But we don't want to hang. Okay, we're going on down the road. Amen. We're going to stand on the Word of God.
Amen.
That's the reason things get out of whack in our country so easy. Somebody always want to try something different. And then they bring it to the church. It's never going to work because the church belongs to Jesus Christ. And he's the one that established his church. Amen.
Amen.
And when we follow what he tells us to do, we shall always prosper.
Yes.
Did you catch that? I say we shall always prosper. Yes. Powerhouse of praise, we shall always prosper. God has always prospered us. Amen.
Amen.
I've had the challenges over the years. If you want to do this, you can bring in more money to this here. And one dear friend, well, no, I want to come bless your church and share with them because, you know, I'm into this telephone service. And you get everybody signed up there and all the residual income will come to your church. Not to mention how much he going to make. I said, no, you don't bring that here. You haven't spoke to me in about the last 12 years. Amen. That's okay. You don't just bring all your junk into the house of the Lord because he understood something, the devil understood something, that I have the power, me, God put it in me. I could fleece God's people and they will follow. But you're not going to use God's power through me to make yourself rich and hurt the house of the Lord. Amen? No, you're not bringing that in here. Amen? Many I have turned down with ideas to try to boost the ministry and bring more money. We doing fine. How much you got in bank account? You're not a member here. You don't need to know that. Amen. Just know that God is keeping us. Had pastors. How in the world y'all can do what y'all do? Y'all don't have that many people. I said, God, Jesus is the head of our life. Well, you don't think Jesus is the head of my life? I said, that's between you and Jesus. You answer that. You don't want to sell the chicken dinners and stuff, but don't bring that idea to me. Amen. We sow into the kingdom of God, and God returns unto us. Amen. I want to just caution, many people you talk to today has been church people for many years, and they will tell you, you know what, I don't believe in tithes and offerings. I don't believe in doing it like that. And they're, well, you know, they've been in serving the Lord 50 years. They must know what they're talking about. Well, just look at their life. They always broke, begging, never having anything, and because they're a pastor, a first lady, or 50th lady, whatever they call themselves, they're always looking for a handout, having service just to get money. That's not God's way. Just follow God's word. If God has prospered you in any form, fact, just keep doing the same thing. Amen? You know, it's so beautiful when people come to the ministry who never tithe and never done these things, and they catch that principle, and that stuff starts to explode, and they come, Pastor, I've been in church. I never really understood this. But you got it now. Yes, I do. And you know what? God has prospered me in every area of my life. My health done got better. Amen. My children straighten it up. Amen. Even my husband talking about serving the Lord. And he was a deacon in the other church and didn't even ever go. But now all of a sudden I see him open the Bible. It scared me half to death. Hey, go and see that's still my husband. Amen. See, God do wonderful things. when you're obedient to him. And God was just showing me over the period of time, he said, many say they walk with me, but their heart is far from me. See, Jehoshaphat walked with the Lord. That's really when he started praying, he knew God was going to answer his prayer. But Jehoshaphat could have called his leaders, his priests, and his prophets and said, come on, we're going to go in here and pray. He said, this is bigger than us. We're going to call the whole nation. We're going to put everybody before the Lord. Husband and wife, you come in, bring them little children, and let's tell God about, Lord, these are our offspring. These are yours. We putting them here. This is nations, other nations coming out of them. This is what's going to prosper the nation of Israel out of these little ones at some point. We need you to take care of us all, Lord. Amen. And you see how he started praying, God, are you not mighty? Don't everything bow to you? Don't you have the power to stop anything? That's the way he talked to the Lord. He didn't go begging and crying out. He identified who God was. Amen. And though the multitude may be great and it may be fear in me, but my belief is still at a point that I know that you can make a change. Amen. And so I say to you, stick with us as we are pressing in. Amen. And watch what God is going to do. Amen. He goes on to say, now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the king of Israel. It says, and after this, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, joined himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly. And he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish. And they made ships in Ezanagar. Then Elazar, the son of Dovah, of Marsha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord has broken thy works, and the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish. Right. Amen. And so, you know, we were shouting a while ago and got quiet now. But God wants you to keep on shouting. But he just wants to know you keep your trust in him. I don't care how great things get around you and all the praises people give you. You keep doing it God's way. Because many of them is trying to get where you are. And if you join with some of them, say, I got just as much as you, but we can do this here. You stay away from them unless God tell you to join them. Amen? Amen. They will come to you and bow before you for your God. Don't you go join them to bow with them and their God, especially when you know they do wicked. Amen. And some of you know that as people you hang with does wicked. Amen. Yes. But you know what? Most of them are not going to come in your presence because they don't want to hear your mouth. But every once in a while, some of the other ones still going to come in there and try to convince you and tell you stuff. And that tears down your faith. That weakens your faith. Amen. Many will play on your heartstrings to have compassion when they're totally wicked. And then you give in to them and you're trying to figure out why your prosperity all of a sudden stopped. Because your prosperity comes from God. And he don't intend for you to give it to the wicked. Amen. Because they have no heart for him. They're going to take what God give you and they're going to misuse it and come back till they drain you of everything you got. Amen. God is an awesome God. This is a great day. He's our very present help in the time of trouble. God bless you. We just thank God, we praise him and honor him and glorify him today. And again, I make the call out to anyone who wants prayer. I know everybody in here. If anybody have gotten to a place that they're not where they need to be, come on up for prayer. If anybody here not sure of salvation, come up for prayer. If you're sick in your body, come up for prayer. If you're doing something that you can't seem to stop doing, come up for prayer. Because God is still a holy God. Amen. We just need to know that. As we leave this place today, think about God is the one that keeps you. When you go down from this place, walk in his holy presence. Believe what God has spoken to you today. Amen. Even as we talk about the house of the Lord, the church God's getting ready to build, This is for God, amen. This is not for us. He done gave you yours. Amen. Now we're going to take care of his. It's his season. That don't mean that you will never get another blessing. He got plenty for you. But right now, our concentration got to be on what God asking us to do. In the midst of this building and all that God's going to do, people are going to be getting saved, folk. People are going to be getting delivered, folk. Some are going to know Jesus for the first time. Amen. People are going to be getting miraculously healed in the midst of all of this building process going on. Hallelujah. Praise team, I just want to let you know that God is pleased with your praise and worship. But it's going to get greater. Amen. I say it's going to get greater. Amen. Because your songs have to be full of God's anointing to prepare the hearts. Break up that fallow ground even before the word come forth. And folk going to be coming out of the pews to get saved. Amen. You're not going to have to really make altar calls. They're just going to be coming up and say, what must I do to be saved? I'm talking about the hand of God, not the preacher. The preacher ain't got that kind of power to preach. I'm talking about the hand of God is moving them. Amen. And so as we leave here today, we leave with great joy. The weather forecast says it's going to get worse, so go home. Don't be lingering nowhere. Just go on home. Amen. And let God just have the rest of your day in his presence. Amen. Amen. Go with joy. Don't go around no naysayers and lose your joy today. Amen. Amen. Don't hang around too many around the house. Keep talking about, well, the weather's getting bad and bad. We may need to go upstairs or move over to a hotel. You stay where God tell you to stay, or you go if God tell you to go. We got to learn how to get past all that negative stuff. Now, I'm not saying that what the weatherman is saying is negative. They're doing what they're supposed to do, warn the people. Amen. But don't let it put fear in your heart. God has kept you, and he shall continue to keep you. Amen. And we pray for those, as God get those wisdoms who still run around out there and need to go to where they need to be. Amen. Pray nobody lose their life out here in this storm, in this rain and everything. This is a day of joy. This is a day of peace. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. We just come thanking the Lord. We just come to honor the Lord. Amen. We just serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for doing a new thing. So glad to know that you are God. Your will must be done. Oh, what an awesome God we serve. More and more we want you. More and more we want you. More and more. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God be the glory. All hearts clear. Let us stand in His holy presence. Father God, we just thank You for such a beautiful day. Oh, as the sun, S-O-N, is shining brightly. May His glory fill the earth even now. As Your joy fill our hearts, we just thank You, Lord. Because You are the keeper of these vessels. And we are proud to say we belong to You. Have Your way with our lives, O Lord. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding in Christ Jesus, overshadow and cover our hearts. May the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in our hearts for now, henceforth, and forevermore. In Jesus' name, let the saints of God say amen, 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 amen. God bless you. Amen. Go in peace. Go home. Get out of this weather. Amen. Hallelujah.